From Famine to Abundant Life, Life in Goshen. First, a reading from Genesis 47, verses 11 and 12. Joseph settled his father and brethren, and gave them a possession in Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, Goshen, as Pharaoh commanded. And Joseph supplied his father and his brethren and all his father's household with food, according to the needs of their families. Now, imagine Jacob and his sons' thoughts and emotions as they leave Canaan for their reunion with Joseph and the new life in Egypt. In Canaan, there was a famine, poverty, misery, and death. In Goshen, there is abundance, wealth, joy, and life. Joseph, who had been sold into slavery by his brothers because of their jealousy, forgave them and used his position and relationship with Pharaoh to bless them with land, food, and possessions. A son that had been lost and presumed dead was now found. A father that had grieved for a lost son was filled with relief and joy. Brothers who had carried the guilt and shame of their betrayal were reconciled and forgiven. A family splintered and broken was now whole and complete. God not only restored Joseph to his family, he made things better than before. Because of Joseph, Jacob and his sons were granted favor and protection. They were given the best of the land on which to build houses and graze their flocks. All their needs were met. Years of faithful obedience and life in the presence of God paid off for Joseph and his family. Child of God, in the midst of lack and insufficiency, remain faithful to God. Like Joseph, continue to trust God even in the face of persecution and trial. In the midst of crisis and lack, trust God. In the face of lies and betrayal, trust God. When the world is falling apart around you, trust God. Trust God to provide a way out when it looks like there is no escape. Like Joseph, hold on to your confidence and hope. In the midst of famine, poverty, misery, and death, God will provide protection, provision, and abundant life. With God, there is life in the land of Goshen, even in the midst of famine and lack. Father, thank you for this powerful lesson on the rewards of faithfulness and trust. I refuse to walk in fear and unbelief. Holy Spirit, I know you will lead and guide me into a life of promise, protection, and abundance, my Goshen. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.